One of the ways of becoming a Torah, the Mechazkianim, is a person having miyot sicha, mayin sicha. The different chalakim of mayin sicha is the fact that by talking less, a person is has less devarim betalim, devarim yisurim, sagal chalakim ashtika. And then there's also the flip side about a person Bechrik has to have a miyot sicha in order for a person, like Mesel Asamish told the fact that about all the miyot sicha doesn't mean legarmi, a person has to have some level of it also in a positive way in order to go ahead. So bring down in Sefer Beis Aaron that they have a Kabbalah from the Goyim, the Kiddum Yitzchak is not Pshat to Mukhlat that talk at all. It means he shouldn't be Marbu Yitzchak, it shouldn't be so much. Levad, the person is Mukhlat to have a Sikha, and the question is just having it the right Monday. They say, Bishin the Chazanish, that the Varm Betam, which is not Pshat Yitzchak, is already more than 10 minutes already, then already, pushes me 10 minutes at that point, already should be bothering him already. Okay, that's Madriga. So, all the days saw were Mu'urva Mabriya's command. You don't find a God they saw, just Stam Munut, was Stam Mutak the Gamri. We do have an Unzurdar, Rabbi Yashiv, and Kenevsky. Someone once came to Rabbi Yashiv, and he said he wanted him by himself, he could learn better. Rabbi Yashiv, he had to be Chavisa. So, one of the time he said, what do you mean? The Rebbe Lein didn't do that. So he actually said, from a young age, I picked this mahalach, which is very, very hard mahalach. I don't believe anyone in this Torah was struggled to do what I did. And I'm saying, don't take me to Gemara, don't do exactly what I did. It's too hard. There's another time Talmud Chacham asked him that he wanted to learn by himself. He actually said that it's not kedai, you're not going to be struggled to be able to do it. And he said, the Yisur B'didus, which has a variety of my life, is come out, the person can't be civil. I don't believe anyone else can do it. Savada. Person has to be more of a brias, person needs me at sikh. But it doesn't have to be the morale says they don't have to be mamish more of a brias, more of our brias. You have to have sheikhs to brias. Too much talking about is not good, and that's really the mita of me at sikh. Why is so much talking not good? So, there are a couple reasons why it's not good. The day is so remain in sikh school as much as possible. They say Rav Shimon Shkop, they bring down from Avila Kagan, he says that as Shmashi, Shiva Shimon Shkop, he never heard him come out to say a Sikha in the Yomav. There's a famous Maisa with the Biskarovas in Bnei Brak, who went to visit the Chazanish. And the Biskarov walked in, and said, good Shabbos, Chazan said, good Shabbos. They both sat there a couple minutes, didn't talk to each other. After a couple minutes, you know, Biskarov said, good Shabbos, Chazan said, good Shabbos, and he left. And about the person something to say, about the Sagal Chacham Shtika, and that's the Meilog, the Midah, Meilog de Yisrael. Talking too much is number one is Misad Abed Azman Shabbai. The Sefer Chassidus says, it's Tirah Adem Shem Marba Dvarm, the Kaifel Dvarm, Ayelach, Esek Imay, Shai Koyomi, Tirah Abed Dvarm, and Tfat Adem Beit Tayra, that person who just is Marba Vesicha too much is Pashat, that's the Bilt of Tayra Chesham Shabbai, and that's why there's a Meilog of Miyat Sikha, just doing what you have to do, and not talking too much. Void, somebody who talks a lot, comes to the chet. The Mishnah says in Aleph Yud Zayin, Kol Marvado maybe chet, that somebody who talks too much comes to Averis. It says every single word of Talmud Torah is a mitzvah, and every word of Dvar B'Talem would be a Avera. Once again, Dvar B'Talem, so the Gemara says, V'dibart Terpam, Loyd Domachirim. I'm Rabbi Saksiyachun, Rabbi Say. Dvarat the Bam, Loyd Domachirim. Ramah says in your day, Rishma Vav Kafei, Aser, Ledaber, Dvaram Batalim. So the question is, what exactly does it mean, Dvaram Batalim? So it's Pasha, any Dibra which a person needs for a Tsairach, any Dibra a person needs for somebody to Ella, so that's Paranasa or something which he needs, about as Pasha, that's not Dvaram Batalim, anything which a person needs to shmooze in order to be ragua and be calm. About this question is not the number of B'Talem. Rashi says in the few testimony beings, the gather of Dvar B'Talem, Rashi says, Sichas Yodim V'Kalas Reish. Dvar B'Talem is Sichas Yodim V'Kalas Reish. Because once he asked Rabbi Meir Stern, you know, what's the gather of Dvar B'Talem? He says, yeah, if you're a kid talk, it's just like Shtiyot, and there's nothing to it. That's the gather of Dvar B'Talem. Rashi Brachas is Dvar Tzonis. About this, any Tzorech, whether it's a Parnasi or Al Tzorechim, or just in order to the person is to feel normal and calm and make conversation about that's Pasha, that's not going to be a chilek of the Dvar B'Talem. As the Mishnah Gimel, Yud Gimel says, Siog L'Chach Mashtika, just being quiet not only does it save a person time, save them from, but quiet brings a person to shtika, brings chachma. Chum that they test. The Gemara says, Ma umnasi. Shalom el mazeh, yasa asmik ilam. The Gemara says, umnasi is that a person should make himself like ilam. Can I speak quiet? The Panovich Sharav says that it's a umnas. Umnas is nasi. It's your job, just like any ominous person doesn't come perfect right away, and it takes time to learn this skill. So also, learning the skill of shtika is definitely it's an ominous, and a person has to train himself. He says about a person exactly how much, and you know, every single person is different, but about the say there's a deeper which a person needs, and a deeper which a person is mukhrach, or a deeper person needs to feel, a person has to be normal, about that's good. It's just the ribui dvarim, which brings in, it's bad, bein mitzad b'tal Torah, bein mitzad dvar mesura, bein mitzad, it's a chesaron chachma, that's where the avoid and where the midah is to work out.